First item under old business is subdivision 2008-23, Van Gabe Terlemesian as a preliminary.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, this particular application for a subdivision is in my area, and if the commission will recall, this was a relatively small subdivision request of consisting of five lots on a little over 17 acres. And even though they may have intended for that the lots be for family, we still have to consider it as a subdivision, and I'm prepared to make a motion. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2008-23. I'm not going to garble the applicant's name, but based upon the record, for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zone AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. And the proposed subdivision density of five lots on 17.4 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. The applicant has favorably addressed the items at section 99-9C of the subdivision code. And four, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Seven, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than five lots within the subdivision. B, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. C, all entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements. D, exterior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. E, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the location and design of the stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control system. F, the applicant or a homeowners association shall provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair and place and replacement of streets, roads, buffers, and stormwater management facilities. G, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. H, buffers of at least 20 feet in width shall be provided around the perimeter of the site as required by applicable state and county requirements. The buffers shall be shown on the final site plan. I, the applicant, shall confer with and cooperate with the local school district transportation manager to establish whether a school bus stop is warranted. J, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County.
I have a motion for approval and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.